after about 3 minutes in the second, they had nothing left, and then found a way, you know. So the goaltender had a lot to do with it. You're losing Trouba and then Jimmy Slater put us in a real tough spot, and they found a way to just grind something out, and part of it was the goalie. He could sense that. He might have been the freshest guy there, and he made great saves, and I'm really happy for him, because they won't find a stretch of hockey that they just went through maybe in the last 3 weeks again, and the season won't be condensed like that. We did went from the West Coast to Toronto with a Pittsburgh game in between to come back and hit Boston back-to-back, and their mean coach skated them as hard as they're going to skate at any point in a regular season their whole career. So it was 3-3 for them. Good on them. You know, makes for a smiley plane ride home.
Do you read anything more into this, like, big picture about the way your group responded?
No, I think I felt that they've done that for the really well the entire time. Like, bad start in LA, came back and figured out how to do that. Going back to back into Phoenix after a real tough loss, figured out how to do that. So I never ever put a whole lot of stock into the last games when you're out, except if they quit on you. And I don't mean on you, on each other. Like, if they just don't, they just say that, well, that's fine. They didn't quit, and there's nothing on the line except learning how to play for each other. So that I take out of it. They care about each other, and we got good leadership. Yeah, hopping up the ice with some speed. Like, you can't, the goal is great tonight, and then I'm not assessing any of the defensemen tonight because they couldn't skate. They had nothing left. But I like the way he jumped into the holes and moved the puck, and when he was fresh, he could make some things happen out there. So I'm really happy with him. I thought the first game he played in St. Louis was very cautious, and you know, kind of concerned that if you don't get over that, you're not going to be able to play in the NHL. But he was night and day after that game.
Paul, it's been a whole lot of hockey since you took over.
Yeah.
What have you learned about
this? I think there's a lot there in terms of the right kind of people for Winnipeg to be in that market, to be in that team, and I think they really do care. So whether we were having success or we were in our tough spots, when we came in and talked about what we needed to do, they bit into it. And we had their attention, and they did what they could. And you know, when things got away from us, it was kind of we slipped back to some old habits. But that's understandable. That's the way this thing works, right? You're just trying to create that consistency so that you understand your game. So I felt, you know, and I've done probably 11, 12 exit meetings with the injured guys already, and they're excited about coming back, and that's really important.
Can you tell us about Trouba's jaw?
No, I got it in the throat. And so he's fine, except that they were worried about the artery, that something could happen if he went back out. So he'll be fine. There wasn't anything that he was having a problem with in there. They just said there's a risk here if he goes back out, and we don't know exactly what's wrong with him. But he took it right in the throat, and he's okay. Jimmy Slater broke his finger, so he just wants to be like all the other guys out.
Well, you know, teams don't always respond to a coaching change. Are you happy with the buy-in, what you've seen from the guys and how they respond?
Yes, very much so. You know, I never thought that the players, I watched them play an awful lot before the change. They were trying. It's just we're trying to get them to try in the same direction. And I've been really happy. That's what excites me about this team is the room. You know, where I think they're at, where I think they can get to. We got two really good young players that are going to be impact players next year. We've got a bunch of really good guys that they are tired of losing. They are really tired of it. So they're willing to do whatever you ask them to do. They've worked hard in practice. They've competed in some tough situations. So I'm excited about that.
Thanks, guys. Okay.